The record button has been pressed. So, sound tests. We need to do some sound tests. I'm going to go first. Tiny tits and little finches chirping and twerking on park benches. Yep. I look good. Good.
Hello, I'm Satan. And by the way, when I say that I'm Satan, I'm not speaking metaphorically. I'm not some power-mad drug lord sitting on a throne of skulls. I'm not a sadistic prison warden or a fat and slimy child molester curled up on a filthy mattress in a basement apartment surrounded by piles of ratty, tattered pornographic magazines. I'm the real deal. I'm the physical manifestation of pure evil. I'm the fallen archangel, once called Lucifer. Kicked out of heaven for daring to revolt against God when he decided to put mankind before me. I am the father of lies.
You sound great. Good sound test. Whoever wrote that is a genius. Here is our introduction. Welcome to JBC. Today we're going to talk about poetry. And now here is a little poem I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Here goes. I drape rags on skeletons' bones, hiding the cavity between ribs and spine. Then I lead my handsome hobo out into the breezes. Look at him shiver, you say. I put down my pen, still unsatisfied. Scream, demon. Distract indecent people from the humility of your crucifixion, murder and misery. Pallbearers at Pride's funeral. I'm Jason Mark. With me in the studio is the magnificent Joe Neal. Joe, say hi to the people.
Hello. I'm also magnetic.
You're also magma. You are a hot magma. You're a magma demon.
Words to your mother.
Biatch. Biatch. I was at the bookstore the other day, and you know, have I ever told you how I feel about poetry?
No, I'd love to hear it, though.
I honestly think I really...
Wait. You've told me how you felt about one person's poetry.
Yeah.
And you told me that it was just a bag of shit.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that I for the longest time, and I'm still operating under the belief that it's all a big scam. I read these poems, and I'm like, really? Really? Somebody decided that it was a good idea to put a bunch of these together on pieces of paper, bind it, and sell it. There's people who get degrees in this. Like, I hear a poem, or when it's those really fucking long ones, I'm like, why? Just take out the line breaks. Is it still a poem? I don't get it. And I have a degree in writing, for Christ's sake. You would think that I would go, oh, okay. Whenever I write a poem, no matter how sincere I try to be, when I'm done with it, I'm always like, yeah. No one's going to buy this because I don't buy it.
A lot of poetry seems like a cheap trick.
But
it's a trick that you're right. It doesn't even work. It seems like the lyrics to Cheap Trick.
Exactly. And the Dream Police that come to me in my head. Is that Shags
did
texting you,
hear that? You?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. That was Shaggy.
She texting?
Yeah. I think she's ready to come on the show.
All right. When I see her hop up onto Skype, I will call her. Ladies and gentlemen out there in listening to Westland, we have no topic for today. It's not a poetry episode. I am going to ask Joe a few questions, and he did bring some notes, and we are going to have the indefatigable Shags on. Joe, tonight I decided I would not drink alcohol. Instead, I would have lots of caffeine to see if it changed things. No, I'm still having strokes. I still can't say words.
Well, I think your strokes will be more pressured. They'll come through in your speech in a pressured way.
In a pressured way.
And less of a slurred.
There we go.
Word salad type of way.
Well,
it'll be more of a stutter.
Yeah, like it's been. Yeah. Shags is indefatigable. You are magnamania. What is that word?
I'm going to break something to you. Yeah. You every time you try to say that word on this show, you fail miserably. I'd like to make a montage of it. Do you know that you fail every time you try to say that?
I didn't realize I was trying to say it that often.
Actually, I don't know what you're trying to say because you've never successfully said the word.
Magnanimous?
Magnanimous. There we go. Good job. So Shags sent me a little gif here, and it looks like a really chubby gopher in swimming garb, like competitive swimming outfit, okay, on a diving board, getting ready for a swim race.
All right, I'm gonna.
Is that what you call them?
Gopher and in so swimsuit.
That to me means that she's ready. but you don't see her.
She's not green. Maybe it's me. Let's see if there's a way to add person.
I'm typing Shags. Get on Skype for Skype's sake.
Yeah, everybody. Oh wait, now this says we chatted over a year ago. Let's see if she is available. And for those of you out there in wondering why you downloaded this land, yes, we are going to talk you through everything that we do like that. I don't know. I'll wait for Shag is going to ask you some questions. And you brought some notes as well, right? Hey, she's here.
Yeah, I got a couple of things.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola, Shag.
Hey, como. Como.
Don't ask me anymore. I don't know the rest.
Perry Como.
Well, I'm doing BN.
Myself. I'm doing
E too, motherfucker.
Yeah. Nice.
You know, Shags, you reminded me. Yeah, good.
You made kielbasa e kapusta?
I suppose. I don't fucking know.
Wait a minute. What? I know a guy whose name is Kapusta. That's his name. Chris Kapusta.
Nice really? Guy.
Yeah.
Is he Russian?
No, he's Italian. Oh, you know what? His name might be Kapusto.
I don't know. So apparently she gets 25 extra credit points to make food from either the country that you're from or a country that you pick. And yeah, my Soviet child picked Russia. So there you go.
This is your high school daughter that gets 25 extra points because you made kielbasa e kapusta.
Well, yeah, it's actually my house smells like wet farts, but doesn't taste bad.
I was just going to say, is everybody pleased or are they pretending to be pleased? And your daughter helped you cook this.
No. No one helped. Sean helped chop potatoes, but that was about it. No, none of us are eating it. Get the fuck out of here. It's going to her classroom, please.
Oh, God, okay.
Yeah, I missed that. You don't even get to fucking taste it, though?
I mean, I'm cool.
Is it going to ruin the presentation? Can you not sully the...
I tasted like the water. It tastes like okay, so I'm good. I don't really care about anyone else.
Is that terrible?
You tasted the kielbasa water?
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, like the juice of it, it tastes. I mean, to me, it seems fine. Hopefully, no one will die.
Today's show will be called
kielbasa. I don't think.
Have you ever had
kielbasa?
Oh yeah, lots of times. Taste the kielbasa water. Will be the name of today's show, and I hope no one gets it confused with an album by that band. What was that band? You did it all for the Nookie. The Nookie, come on, so you can take that.
Limp Bizkit.
Didn't they have an album that was something about the hot dog flavored
water, chocolate starfish?
Yeah, that's the one.
That guy.
Well, Fred Durst.
That reminds me of the next spoof song that I'm working on. Don't fear the reaper.
Oh yeah,
baby, I'm your man.
Yeah,
Blue Oyster Cult. I should just say, don't fear my wiener.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Speaking of wieners, you've never had kielbasa, Joe?
It's just a sausage, right?
I mean, yeah.
I just don't remember any time in my life where it's like, oh, here's the kielbasa. Everybody here. Try the kielbasa, and I've certainly never been like, excuse me, waiter. Yes, I'll have the kielbasa. Like, eaten it, I don't have a memory of it.
You don't know. Okay, we have kielbasa and potatoes all the time, so it's like a norm in my house. So it's not that weird that I'm not trying
maybe
it because I know
it
it's
at
good.
Your house.
Yes. Perhaps you have. Maybe you have. I think Sean and Devin call it papas and kielbasa. I don't know. These white people. I don't know.
White people. So how you doing, Shags? What else
I'm
is going on?
I'm doing good. I miss you guys. How you doing?
I'm gonna play you some. Joe and I were talking earlier about how he can't hear YouTube very well, so I'm gonna are the stuff here. This is
I love you, baby, but all I can think about is kielbasa sausage. Your butt cheeks is warm.
What? There's a song?
Yeah.
That's Bob Dylan, right?
No. That's Tenacious D. And what it's great about it is not only are they talking about kielbasa there, but Joe, the lyric goes, your butt cheeks is warm.
What?
Nice. I love that. Yeah. We were talking earlier about how I like, I think it's funny when people are grammatically incorrect on purpose.
They mix their numbers or whatever. Butt cheeks is warm, not butt cheeks are warm.
Well, your that's why I like always saying, you know, all of our listener will agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. And exactly. There's, you know, like, look at this balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sometimes text, me is hungry.
Okay.
There you go.
Me yeah. is sad.
Yeah.
Me is sad.
Me is
sad. But I get sad. It. But so, Jack Black, if you're listening, sponsor this program.
Yeah.
I thought I had heard everything from Tenacious D, but I do not remember the kielbasa song.
Yeah.
I didn't know Tenacious D had a kielbasa song.
Yeah, it's. I don't know if it's called the kielbasa song because you know they were a TV show before they were before there was an album. I heard the album first, but
I watched the TV show first. Okay, it was affiliated with Mr. Show. I think that yeah. like David Cross and Bob Odenkirk wrote it and directed it and stuff.
Oh,
I loved
they?
It. I loved Mr. Show.
I
love this song. With karate, I'll kick your ass.
Yeah,
from here to Tiananmen Square. Oh, yeah, motherfucker, I'm going to kick your fucking derriere, yeah.
And then the next line, which you're going to sing for us, has been running through my head for the last 3 weeks. Go ahead.
Nope, that's all I got.
You don't remember the next line?
No, what's the next line? I'll sing it.
The next line is, you broke the rules. Do you remember that?
You broke the rules.
Now I pull out all your pubic hair.
You broke the rules. Now I'll pull out all of your fucking pubic hair. Nope, can't.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait,
you're right. You got
one
it.
One by one or all the whole thing? At
yeah,
the
I don't. I don't know. I guess if.
Hey, just for direct comparison, can you pull up with karate? I'll kick your ass for us.
Yeah, I guess I can try to do that. Sure. Yeah, karate.
It'll just be fun. Now, Shags, can you tell we don't have anything planned?
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to have fun.
Well, I'm fine with that because I too have nothing planned.
Let's see.
With karate, I kick your ass. Here to Tiananmen Square. Oh, yeah, motherfucker. I'm gonna kick your fucking dairy hair. Yeah, yeah. You broke the rules. Now I pull out all your pubic hair.
Oh, and then.
Oh, there it is.
And then.
You broke beautiful. The rules,
now I'll pull out of your pubic hair.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? Can't live up to you, Jack Black. He's fantastic.
I think he would like this show. I really, genuinely, honestly believe that he would like Just Be Cousins.
I concur. He probably listens low-key.
I bet he does. And he can't tell anybody. He can't tell people.
That made me feel good. And I actually believe that. I think if Jack Black listened to the show, he would enjoy it.
I think he would. I think he would enjoy the raunchy, you know, filth of it, but he would also, I think he would tune in on that, you know, that ineffable, magnanimous, indefatigable streak of what? You know what I'm saying?
Fuck Rottery.
Yeah, fuck Rottery. Hey, can I ask you guys a couple questions? First,
sure, like round table style?
First,
can I go first?
No, yes. Well, I don't get it. Well,
sorry,
why
I've
is that
had
funny?
A lot of coffee too.
So what was
talk about how we're drinking a bunch of coffee?
Oh my god, I had like 5 cups today, and now I'm drinking wine. So go for it.
Noise. What kind of wine are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Cabernet Sauvignon.
I am
7-Eleven, and it was $4.99.
That's see. Okay, let me ask you this question: did it have a cork in it, or was it a screw cap?
It was a screw loose, just like you.
Just like me. I got some cheap-ass wine the other day because I wanted to get drunk, but it had a cork in it. And I was like, who the fuck are you trying to impress with your goddamn cork? I paid $3 for this bottle. I did not expect to need a tool to drink it. Assholes. God damn it. You know what a really good wine is that Joe will never drink? It's called Apothic. And it comes
I have had that.
Oh, you have?
I'm sure he has.
I haven't had a drink in fucking 16 months, but I used to drink that.
Yeah. But I was going to ask you guys a question, but first, something Shags brought up. I hope this isn't offensive. Mm. And of course, I say that because
it always is.
It will be offensive, but why did she go with, why did your daughter go with Russia? Why did she just make some couscous and call it good?
Because she likes Putin, okay?
Okay.
That's like she went, no. I don't know. I asked her, but I guess, so the teacher said you can go with your background. And my daughter is like 59 different things.
Okay.
So, or you could go with, so you have to make a pamphlet of like, welcome to America, like from like the 1900s.
Okay.
And you have to basically show why it's so great to come here and all that stupid shit. And then you have to make a dish, you know, that represents the country that you're trying to lure into America. So she said, she was like, look, there's like 10 people doing Mexican food. Like, I'm not doing that. You know, what am I going to send her there with like hot dogs and hamburgers? Like, I mean, she was like, I'm just going to, I picked Russia. It is what it is. And I was like, you know what? You do what you got to do. So that's,
how much is she Russian? That she's 59 she's not different things.
No, she's not Russian whatsoever. That's the beauty of it. Not even a touch.
Are some of the kids like bringing in combos of like if you try and combine two different ethnic foods, like Russian and Southern American, and you call
I hope so. I mean, I told her she needs to videotape the whole damn thing. But yeah, you either get to pick the country. If it's not the country of your origin, you can pick whatever country you want. But if you do pick that country, you also have to do a report on it and like a full welcome to America pamphlet, which is, I don't know. Would I have picked Russia? I don't know, but God bless her, you know?
Well,
I would have picked Russian and Southern food, like soul food, Russian soul food.
Russian.
You know what you'd call it? Putin on the grits.
What? Dun, 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 dun. Oh my god.
All right, now
I'm waiting a really long time.
Oh my god, that like was so that good.
Yeah.
That was so good. That was good. That
okay,
was
good. So
are you sure this isn't planned?
Yeah, he's in cahoots with your daughter and no, he's in cahoots with
the
school.
Did she call you? What the hell?
Yeah. All right, here's the question I have for you guys, all right? I have two questions. So do you want the upper deck question or the lower deck question first? Because I've decided that that's how I will differentiate the two questions, upper deck and lower deck.
I prefer lower decker questions because you can flush them.
Well, funny you should say that. My lower decker question is this. When you are in your house and you're going, you've been drinking Cherry Zero all day long, and you're going to go take a leak. Do you leave the door open? It's your house. You leave the door open?
Well, yes, absolutely.
Do you walk in and you just unzip, unbutton, and then let her fly, doors wide open?
Totally, even if Laura's here. Now, if there's a house full of people, I'll do everyone a favor.
Yeah.
Because, you know. That's rude. If someone were to catch a glimpse of my peeing wiener, that would be rude.
But they would have I guess if your commode is to the side of the door such that you're standing in profile and they could be walking along like, hey, Joe, do you have a paperclip? Oh, my God.
That could happen in my house. You guys have both been here. Yeah. If you were walking into the kitchen, you take a glance to the left, you could easily see my wiener as it peed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you leave the door open. Jags, do you? I'm guessing no, but maybe I'm wrong.
You are sadly mistaken.
I'm mistaken.
Because
okay.
I have absolutely zero privacy in this house.
Okay.
And every time I do close the door, it is opened. It is opened immediately. I mean, I swear, I should do like a test just to prove to you guys. Like, if it's not Snoop, it's Devin. If it's not Devin, it's Sean. It's almost like if I close the door, then then it must be something like, babe, are you okay? Or like immediately, Devin needs tweezers. Or it's just, it's, it doesn't even take 3 seconds before the door is open. So there's no fucking point.
I'm laughing because I feel like Laura wants to, I feel like she takes joy in interrupting me, like crossing that boundary.
Good, like, good, good for
I
her.
I think she's trying to like catch me jacking off or something. But I will lock the door if I'm taking a shit, the door is
closed.
Oh,
you lock the door?
I lock the door when I'm taking a shit because so many times Laura has come barging in while I'm taking a shit. Normally when I'm like wiping my ass with a really silly look on my face.
I love Laura. So Laura is Sean. So like, it just doesn't matter. So like, if it's locked, if it's unlocked, if it's open, if it's closed, like the door is just okay. I'll just say that.
Laura's doing it for fun. Like she'll bring an animal. Like she'll bring.
Oh yeah, no, the animals are the first one.
Say hi to
one.
Daddy. Say hi to Daddy.
No, I know. It's like you haven't talked all day. Nobody cares. No one's saying a word to you. Everyone's on their phone. It seems like everyone's doing their own thing. You think it's safe. You go to the bathroom. You close the door. You take a deep breath. And lo and behold, the entire fucking family walks in with a marching band. It is terrible. wait till your child is born. It's going to get worse. Like just forget it. Just Jason, am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. The number I used to keep the door open. The reason I brought this up is because today I had to go, you know, take a leak, and I'm just standing there, and door's wide open, and I can hear my son's nanny walking up the stairs, and I'm like, I can't reach the door, and there's a lot. This is not one of your. This is Tom Hanks in A Field of Their Own. Wait, a game, a team of their. What was that?
A League of Their Own.
League of Their Own. This is Tom Hanks in the opening of A League of Their Own. Length's pee going on, and I can't shut the door, and I don't know what to do. And because you
did when you scream stop,
but
where
do you stop or do you stop?
Well, you know what I was most concerned about is that this waterfall volume of gushing urinally wish water. There's no elegant way to say pee. This gushing pee was making a loud noise. It was just thundering down, and I was afraid she would hear it.
And yet she continued to approach.
Well, she was singing to her baby. She just had a baby like a month ago, and she was walking up the stairs to do something, had a baby, and she's singing to him, and I'm like, I'm trying real hard not to pulse a kind of a beat to go along with the song, you know, like
Jesus.
You know, I'm trying real hard not to do that. Anyway, that's why I asked, but yes, you're right, Shags. My son will burst into the bathroom. He does not care. He's like, Daddy, I have to tell you something. And I'm like, fine, open the door. He'll go, what are you doing? Like, what do you mean? What am I doing? Look at me. I'm sitting here. My wife.
What are you doing, Dad?
Yeah.
My wife.
Laura will say that too. What's Daddy doing to the dog as she barges in while I take a shit?
You know what? Yeah. I'm gonna send you guys a screenshot right now because I can't believe you brought this topic up. I'm just gonna message both of you this photo right now. You guys have your phones on you, right?
Yep. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Hold on. Let me copy this. So, interestingly enough, I hid in my bathroom earlier today, hoping that no one would find me.
To relieve yourself to quietly weep?
So the kid was talking to her grandma and grandpa and God knows who else in Arizona. And they were on FaceTime, and I fucking hate FaceTime. Jesus, why do people FaceTime? It's terrifying. And so I went and I hid in my bathroom, and my boss and I were talking about work, and there was just so much going on, and I'm like trying to do work stuff and whatever. And I'm hiding, and she's like, well, what are you doing? And I send her this picture. Okay. So you guys should get it pretty soon here. And I'm hiding in my bathroom drinking
Shags,
wine.
If it's a picture of you taking a shit, I don't know.
It's not. This is literally like a few hours ago. So Here I am hiding because I don't want to be on FaceTime and I don't want to deal with anything. And my boss is texting me, and it's not like she's being annoying or anything, but we're in the middle of, mortuary stuff, right?
Yeah.
And what do you think happens? The door is closed. I hear Sean, babe, are you okay? Are you okay? And there it is. The door just fucking swings wide. I even said yes. And
for all of our listeners, you should know that this photograph is a picture of Shags hiding in a bathroom with a glass of wine. She's just trying to have a glass of fucking wine.
Yeah. I'm making
it. You're rudely interrupted.
I'm making up my screen background. It's going to be my screen.
No, please don't. Like, look at my, I'm showing you guys this because I love you and we're family, but I mean, I just want to show you the horrors that are yet to come, Joe. So if you think Laura's bad right now.
Yeah, it's going to.
Just wait.
Well, I locked the door and she doesn't like that. Then that to her, that's just
kind
confirmation
of rude.
That I'm jacking off.
Yeah. Why are you locking the door? Are you rude?
I
would rather her walk in on me jacking off than me wiping my ass.
I agree really? With you. That, yeah,
me,
absolutely.
Let me make this declaration.
What's the
me
difference?
Wiping my butthole? That is a private moment. Mm-hmm. I realize it's so private that I would like to discuss it on this podcast. We'll go out to at least one listener.
I hear what you're saying.
Okay. I'm sorry.
My wife. I'll be in the. In the bathroom, we have our master bathroom has the commode in its own little side room, its own little. So you go into the bathroom, and if you're going to wash your hands or take a shower or whatever, you don't need to be anywhere near the commode. And so that door is shut, and in that room with the light switch also turns on a fan in there. You can't have the light on without the fan. You can't have the fan on without the light. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So I'll be sitting there, minding my own business, playing a game on my phone, and my wife will open the door, like violently open it, like boom, like Kramer style. You know what I'm saying? Just open it.
Yeah.
And she'll go, why is the door sh-? And when she gets out, she'll go, why is the door sh-? And she'll go, oh my God, what is wrong with you? And she'll flip the switch on for the fan and then slam the door. All of this takes about two seconds, right? And it's just,
you've been judged harshly.
Right.
Yeah.
You're depleted. You're defamed. You're just completely broken.
Yeah.
You're vulnerable. Your pants are on down to your ankles. I mean, you're shameful.
Yeah. It's just.
And she explicitly admonishes your behavior. Yeah.
Right. No, she is admonishing the aroma of my behavior. It's like,
that you did not turn on the fan is.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Fucking egregious.
Well,
yeah. And that's what she's judging you for. Oh, yeah, and the stench of your anus.
No, the tone of her voice suggests what is wrong with you, not in terms of why didn't you turn on the fan. Her voice is saying what is wrong with you that you did something such that that's what's coming out of you now.
Like we all ate the same thing for dinner. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, what dead dog did you cram up your backside? For this to have happening to you. So,
I've been judged that way by Laura. Like, one, she is shocked that I accidentally fart. She thinks that shouldn't ever happen and that I have some problem with my sphincter.
Yeah.
That I would ever accidentally fart. But sometimes I do. I'll make a sudden movement and I'll fart and I'll look at her like an ashamed dog.
Yeah.
And it will stink really bad and she will say... She will just get this really disappointed look on her face and be like, what are you eating? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? Because my butt smells like, a corpse that's been in a dumpster in a desert for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but, okay.
How does that make you feel?
Sort of related to that. Let me ask you this. So. Sort of related to that, because let's be honest about the way butts smell. They smell a certain way, which is not a pleasant smell. There are some weirdos out there who like that smell, but for the most part, when you smell a butt, it's not a good time, right? Have you ever had the experience whether it's in public or in someone's house, where you use the restroom after someone else has used it, and you sit down and the seat is warm? Have you ever had that experience?
Yeah, it's gross.
Joe and Laura's house. Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God. So on the one hand, I shouldn't say one hand. On the one cheek, it's nice that you're not sitting down on this frozen-ass piece of plastic. But on the other, it's kind of weird. It's like, oh, somebody else's butt warmth is now seeping into my butt, right?
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice, or is it?
Butt warmth. I have ambivalence about the butt warmth of a
toilet. I do, yeah. So that's what I'm saying, like, in terms of butt smell. If there was somebody out there who somehow their fart smelled actually good, like roses or baked bread or something, you still wouldn't like it. Someone's like, you're like, oh, what's that? That's a nice perfume gun. No, actually, I just farted. I've just got this weird gland in my asshole, and when I fart, it smells like perfume. You wouldn't be like, oh, let me smell more. You'd be like, oh, I don't want to have your butt smell, no matter how good it is, right?
But what if, like, someone, like, sat down, like, in the same stall that you did, that you just came out of, and you were washing your hands, and the dude goes, thanks for keeping it warm for me. Like, that's terrifying.
That would be weird too. And if somebody said
serial killer shit.
Yeah,
it is.
That's also terrifying. If somebody were to say, I'm glad you warmed up the seat and wow, it smells wonderful in here. You'd be like, oh God, I got to go kill myself now because that's the only way it won't be painful. I'm just saying that
butt juice on me.
Yeah.
I don't want to make the whole show about farts, but look, there's a lot of different kinds of farts.
I don't
farts.
Do any of those things. So,
that's right.
I mean, I'm just giving an opinion, an outside opinion.
You're
not going to really be able to contribute to this fart conversation. Mm-hmm. But some farts are just like good old farty farts. They just smell like farts.
Some farts
actually smell like poop. Like someone pooped their pants.
<Yeah. laughs>
And that's true. Kind of a different smell than just a good old, you know,
that's
vanilla.
That's a shart.
And then there's the farts that make Laura disappointed, and those smell like dead bodies.
Okay.
They smell like rotting corpses.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing that I want to ask you. It's a segue into my other question, the upper deck question. But I'll segue this way. If you could, like, if you could take a class, or if you could read a book or watch a YouTube video on how to be able to say words with your farts, you'd do it, wouldn't you? You would.
Right? Oh, totally.
Yeah. If you could talk through a fart, you would.
Do you understand?
Fart texting?
Like what now?
Like fart texting?
No, like fart speaking.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, I got technical.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
That's what I was going to ask you. So you can't. I'm assuming you can't do that, but you probably can with your burps. That's my upper deck question. Do you speak when you burp? Like, is there the reason? Because I have been lately. I don't know why, but when I burp, I either say ribbit, like I burp the word ribbit. I've been drinking a lot of soda water this evening, so hopefully I can burp for you. So I'll say ribbit when I burp, especially if I'm around my son. I'll go ribbit, and he'll say it back to me, but he's like fake burping and I'm real burping. Or if it's a long burp, I'll say ribbit rabbit. I don't know why. But then if it's a really
ribbit rabbit?
I'll say ribbit rabbit. And if it's a really, really long burp, you know, like one of those from the depths of your bowels, it just comes up and it just whooshes out for a long time, I will say ribbit rabbit, rub it in your face. I don't know why. I don't even think about it anymore. I just do it. I just
burp your face. You're kicked out of school tomorrow.
Probably.
Such a great joke for all ages.
I
like it now, but I would have really liked it
when you were young.
When I was young, my dad did that. So my dad only did. My dad did hot dogs for me. Remember what a hot dog is?
No.
It's made of lips and assholes. It's made of lips and assholes like hot dogs. He would fart and burp at the same time.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. He would look me directly in the eye while he did it.
That's the thing about your dad. But do either of you say things when you burp? I mean, is it a? I mean,
you guys have heard me burp. I do like I don't say anything, but I'll like put my hand up in there and like pretend I'm Beyonce and go like like you know, something like that. But like it's nothing special,
ladylike.
Yeah, like, but no, but I'll go like Celine Dion diva with it, like whoa, you know. But that's like that's, you know. But no, I mean, I don't say words. I do gestures.
Gestures, okay.
Yeah,
I say things like yelp.
Ah.
I don't get creative. I don't get ribbit, rabbit, rub it on your tits or anything.
But. No, not tits, just...
But we're going to work on that now, Jason.
Good, yes, well, that's what I'm hoping.
Hey, Shags, you said fart texting, and I was like, that's impossible. What is she talking about? But I realized how to do it, and I just did it to you guys. Did you see that? I no. fart texted.
Yeah, I laughed at you.
I think this is one of the best. This is one one of the best podcasts we've ever done, or anyone's ever done, that we are actually talking about the things we're texting each other while talking to each other. That's podcast gold right there.
A fart text is spelled like this: PFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPFPF
Probably not.
But Joe, I think you missed something. Hold on, let me send it to you.
What the? This is retarded. I love it.
Yeah,
I have to find the emoji. I'm not technically advanced, so just
Do you have a fart emoji?
Well.
Well, while you find this, and we'll discuss it when you send it, but I wanted to talk about another kind of fart.
Wow.
Which I think
was a real one.
The least stinky fart is when you have a whole lot of gas. Like that, when someone just can't stop farting and they're really huge farts, there it is. There's the fart text. It's just a little butt cloud.
Yeah, look at that.
Thanks, Shaggy.
It's beautiful. Little butt cloud.
Anyway, are you familiar with that phenomenon? We are. Again, Shags, you don't fart, but Jason, no. Do you notice when you just have a whole lot of air in there, it's not as stinky?
Yeah,
just me, isn't it?
I think I know what you're getting at. It is like one of those when it's very soft and quiet. Those will kill you with their smell, the SPDs. But yeah, when they're loud and abrasive and they go on for a long time, those are usually like, all smoke and no fire. They're all smoke and no fire.
My worst farts are the accidental ones, and only like a cubic millimeter of air comes out, and then it infects the entire atmosphere.
Yeah, but I think that I'm now going to say, instead of all smoke and no fire, I'm going to say all fart and no stink. I'm going to start saying that.
Cool.
I'm going to say
I'm going to turn the tables on you guys for a minute here.
Okay.
Do you have a slang or a term, or do you say things when you fart? You know how you just asked if there's certain things you do when you burp? Like,
I scream like Howard Dean.
Oh, no.
It's just good. It fits the situation.
Can you give us an example? beautiful.
We're going to take back the fart house.
We do in our house. We always say, "Who let the duck in?" Or "Was that a duck?" Or "It wasn't me. It was a duck." So we do that.
My dad always said, "Tree frogs."
Oh, in my house, it goes a little something like, "Jesus fucking Christ!" And it's usually me saying "Jesus fucking Christ" because it's either Snoop, Devin, or Sean, and it's just really—it's really hard. It's a hard life.
It's a hard life. I know we don't want to talk about farts exclusively, but it does occur to me that one of the greatest things a person can do would be to fart in front of the Queen of England, right? Because she would either ignore it so beautifully that you would actually question whether you did or not. And I'm not talking about let out a little. Poot, and it's got a stink on it. I'm talking about a loud brap, sort of like your butt cheeks are flapping, right? She would ignore it so completely, you wouldn't know if you actually did it. Or she would be so offended that it would start a war. Like, literally, people would be shooting each other. And I think it just goes to show you how we, as a human race, have fucked up things such that we actually have people who are capable of starting wars just because some asshole farted. But it can happen, right? That's like when the aliens come from the other planet and they're like, "Can you tell us something about the human condition?" And I'll say, "Yeah, you know what? Honestly, we're the kind of people who could start wars over a fart." And they're like, "How's that possible?" It's like, because there's some people who are like really high class and there's low class people and they try not to mix. But every once in a while, you get in there because you're trying to, I don't know, it's a charity thing or Make-A-Wish Foundation. This fat kid had diabetes and he's going to die. He's like, "My wish is to fart in front of the Queen. What are you going to do, kill the kid?" No, he's going to die. So you send him to the Queen and you have some beans on toast. They eat that over there a lot, I guess. And he just let one fly and she's just like, "Whoa, I didn't sign up for this, fucker." And, World War III. And aliens
I
would be like,
I can't believe you're saying this right now, because I, for a long time, thought that Billy Joel song, like, "We Didn't Start the Fire," said, "I didn't fart, you liar." And I thought that whole fucking video was about someone farting and fucking up the entire universe. So I'm so glad that you said this, because I literally, like, I appreciate you. So now every time you hear that song, please, please, please sing, "I didn't fart, you liar."
I think, Joe, well, you got to.
That's a great spoof.
But, like, yeah, literally, are you down with it? Let's do it.
Yeah, you should. I'm writing it down. "I didn't fart, you liar."
But no, I mean, what if that happened, Jason? You're absolutely right. Like, what if I completely agree. What if that happened?
I don't think it would start a war. I think that she would perfectly ignore you.
Yeah, she would probably. Well, here's another side of it, though.
Even if you, like, blew her hair back, she still would, like, have a perfect fucking poker face.
Yeah, but what about this, though? I mean, talking about these high-class mofos, you're there with the queen and Will and the other one, the ginger, are there, Harry, right? And you're just talking, you're like, "Queen, I really like how you with the Buckingham Palace, you're keeping it, you know, old school. I really," and then you just, wonk. But it's not you. It's not you. It was William. William just, he's like, you know, thinking about, I don't know, having his
idea.
Yeah,
he just blame it on the prince.
No. I'm saying William does the sound, but then he knows, oh man, I'm not going to inherit England if Grandma thinks I'm farting. So he looks at you because you're low class American asshole, right? He just looks at you like, "Excuse me," and what you're going to say? What, me? It was you? That just reinforces the fact it was you.
If I were in that position, I'd turn the tables on him and I'd just fart really louder and more grosser.
See, that would be mine, not yours.
That would be good. It's like,
yeah, because then that would prove, like, clearly that's me farting, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Joe would totally do that. He would.
Yeah, that would be good. Okay. I mean, but then you could shout, "I didn't fart, you liar." And then Billy Joel could come in and be like, "You know what? Something about what you just said."
Turn the whole situation into a musical.
Yeah. I can't take it anymore.
I think that would be so good.
Wait, it is Billy Joel, right? Did I, like, totally botch that? Or it is? That's it the is. Song, right?
Yeah, okay. No, you're right.
Okay. Billy Joel.
I don't want our listener to write a bad review for us. 5 stars only. Love you guys.
Well, maybe, we've been talking about farts and shit for like 45 minutes probably.
Yeah. For 145 episodes, let's be honest.
I just want to say, yeah, oh my God, it's true. I just want to say one thing that I want to do before I die is fart someone's hay off of their head.
That would be something else.
I want someone with a shitty hairpiece, and I just want to come up even bare-assed. And just fart that toupee off of his face.
You have some anger
issues. Off of his head, like, and then look at his face, because the look on his face is going to be the best part.
I would hope Jason and I would be there to videotape this.
Absolutely.
I would hope that it is Jason with a hairpiece.
It sounds like it's a bucket list type of thing for you at this point.
I am more than willing to get a shitty hairpiece and go to your house with just a big old can of Van de Camps just so we can make this happen. I'll have my olfactory nerves.
The perfect image for this episode would be just that still image is when the toupee is flying off of your head and my bare ass is in front of your face.
and me pointing and laughing.
Yeah, there you go. Shag's okay. In the background.
Like Bart Simpson. No, good.
Like Fart Simpson. Hey,
wow. I will go to the Google search and see if I can find a picture of Joe, your ass, and a picture of me wearing a toupee, and I will do that.
Get on that photo shoot.
There probably is a picture of Joe's ass on the internet and yours.
Probably.
Jason, how many times do you think before today, the Fart Simpson? That's got it. People have said that many times, right?
You want me to Google it? I can Google it.
I don't really think I've ever heard that.
There's no fucking way I just made up.
All right, everyone, pause this episode. We need to trademark. We'll be right back.
Okay, so for what it's worth,
we got to buy that domain name.
I haven't finished typing it, but Google is suggesting I got up to Fart Simp, and it's wanting me to finish with either Fart Simpson, Fart Simpson McDonald's, Fart Simpson Nazi, or Fart Simpson McDonald's song. So I'm going to go Fart Simpson McDonald's song, and let's see what comes up.
God.
Okay.
So we got to hear it.
I think
Sorry, listener.
It has nothing to do with Bart. It's just...
Sorry for this whole episode, by the way.
Yeah, this is... It's just a bunch of prank calls. I don't know if I... Yeah. No, that's the name of the album. Sorry. Bart Simpson and Friends present Your Mom's House.
I don't want to hear that title is good. I have a feeling the content associated is not going to be good.
Yeah.
Let's face it, Fart Simpson at Your Mom's House is not good either, but I enjoy it.
Well, it's Fart Simpson and Friends present Your Mom's House. Anyway, let's see how much time we got left here. We got 15 minutes to turn this around and not talk about farts anymore. I tried to talk about burps, but we went back to farting, I guess. It's just... There's no competition. Well,
I wanted to talk about my wife's obsession with Live PD.
Oh, okay. What? I've heard, but I mean, I haven't watched.
So you haven't watched that?
No. Tell us.
What is it? Well, I never even heard of it.
Brindy, our friend.
Oh, God damn it, Brindy.
Yeah, she was obsessed with it for a while. Ooh, really? And, you know, Laura and I were both like, oh, whatever, it's just like Cops, I guess, and whatever. Like, I have an aversion to that a little bit, like the Cops, that show.
Bad boys. I'm sorry.
And I listened to this podcast called Running from Cops or something, and where you kind of learn about the inner workings of that show and how it was produced, and it made me want to fucking puke. But so Live PD, my wife now just watches that all the time. Every free moment that she has, she watches Live PD. Most of the time, I'm saddened by it. Because this is like the worst day in people's lives, and oh my God, it gives me a sinking feeling. But man, I laughed so hard, I couldn't stop laughing at this one scene, and I just wanted to explain it to you guys.
Yeah.
This cop drove up, and there was a naked dude walking around. He had long hair, and he butt naked, and he was walking around in the middle of the street. It was like the raving derelict from The Simpsons. There's The Simpsons again. And he was like gibbering horse shit just in the middle of the street. And these cops, a few cop cars pull up to address this guy. And what they do is they go up to him and they start talking to him, like really close to him in his face. And he's kind of waving his hands around. And suddenly they both tase his ass, both of them. Tase him, and his whole body clenches up and he starts like flopping around. I mean, it was terrifying. And then a third cop comes from the side and does a flying sidekick.
No, he does. Come on.
The naked fucking dude to the ground. And you learn after you see this, and I couldn't stop laughing.
Like, Ayukin? Like, it's just like, like it happened?
Yeah. Third cop comes up and kicks the dude to the ground, and this guy was high as shit on LSD, naked, just wandering around. And they learned this because the karate cop, okay? I called him Danielson. He goes over to try – he didn't even know what was happening. He came in with a flying sidekick, and he didn't know what was happening. So he went to investigate what's going on with this guy. And some guy comes out of the house, and it's another long-haired guy, and he only has a shirt on. He doesn't have any pants on or underwear.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, hold on. I'm writing this down. Live PD. I need to watch it.
Yeah. And he goes, what's going on with your friend over there? And the guy's like, we took a bunch of acid.
Oh.
And I couldn't hear anything else, because by that time I was laughing so hard, I didn't even know what to do anymore. Anyway, Live PD.
Jason,
you seem either disturbed or like.
No, he's probably watching it right now.
Yeah, I was trying to find the video.
Like, come on, you know what he's doing.
Yeah,
he's
looking
for the exact episode.
Well, look, you know. Then after I was done laughing, this feeling of horror and dread kind of crept in because I did some acid when I was young and when I had long hair, and I've had a few moments naked in the woods. On acid. I'm going to go ahead and say it. And then I started thinking, if I were approached by police officers naked on acid and then tased and then karate kicked, that would have traumatized me for life. That would have fucked me up. I'd still be twitching about it now, like 20 years later.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I shouldn't have told this story. You guys are quiet and responsive.
I'm not disturbed or quiet. I actually just wrote down, watch live PD.
Okay. Well, that was really the only moment that there were some other moments that I enjoyed. Watching people on meth try and lie their way out of being arrested is pretty good.
You know, I've tried to get your wife to watch trash reality TV with me for years, and she makes fun of me and she judges me quietly, and she just doesn't. It's the one thing that we cannot come to terms with in our friendship, and I'm frankly a little disappointed that she balked to live PD.
Hypocrisy. Because that is trash reality TV.
Yeah, that is. And frankly, I'm going to go stab Brindy. So, bye.
Brindy. It's hypocrisy. I don't know.
Bye, Brindy. It's going down. I'm kidding. I say
we tase Brindy and you and I, Shags, will tase Brindy, and then Jason
that
will come in.
That bitch won't go down. She'll come back and fucking murder us. Hell no.
Yeah, but we need to have Jason come in while we're tasing her. And do a flying sidekick in a cop uniform, and just take Brindy.
I can do that. My son was a cop for Halloween, so I got the suit.
Rent a German Shepherd for good measure?
Sure.
Yeah. Right.
An Alsatian? Right. You betcha. Let's do that. No, I wasn't horrified by your story, Joe. What I was fascinated by what I read on Wikipedia that some of this is filmed in Lawrence, and I'm assuming they meant Lawrence, Kansas, and that's, where I went to college. And
no, it was like Lawrence, Minnesota or something.
Oh, is it? Oh, never mind
that. Was it? I don't know. I remember that because I know that you spent a lot of time in Lawrence, Kansas, and when the guy was getting tased, it had on the screen where they were at, and it was Lawrence somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like Springfield.
I got you. Okay. Okay, so live PD then. I don't watch any of that stuff, not because I'm better than anyone, just because I don't have time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you sure act like it.
Yeah, I do. I do, because I have what you call a false sense of superiority complex. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. No, wait. Delusions of grandeur. Love it.
I have a false sense of a delusion of inferiority grandeur. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm saying.
You were probably a king or a prince in your past life. Let's just be honest.
Probably. And I was probably farting next to the peasants going, goddamn, these peasants. Right. Motherfucking peasants with their stank. But it was me the whole time.
Did you guys ever back in the 90s like watch Cops? I'm sorry to stick with this. Did you ever enjoy the show?
Are you ready? Because here it comes.
Yeah.
Oh, bad boys, what you want, what you want, what you gonna do?
Very good.
Do you like that? I
did. Did you guys ever see the spoof of Cops that like Mr. Show did, like Ronnie Dobbs?
No, I haven't.
Terrible white trash guy, and he just gets arrested over and over again. And then they did a musical, and it was like, can't a man control his bitch with violence?
That's beautiful.
Can't a man just crudely lie and scream? And they're like, y'all are brutalizing me. It's beautiful.
Wow, that's not Reno 911?
No, Mr. Show did that shit long before Reno.
I'm just kidding. That's beautiful. I'm writing that down too.
Yeah, so I guess I recommend both Live PD and some Mr. Show, Ronnie Dobbs.
Jason, do you recommend any TV shows? Because this is gold. I'm writing reality TV gold down right now. So if there's anything you'd like can suggest for me, I'm always taking up openings here.
Joe, remind me if we talked about on one of the episodes that TV show Killing Eve. Did we talk about that?
I have heard just so many good things. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, so
we talked about it last time Shags was on the show, and you almost quoted yourselves right there.
Did we talk about that scene in the club?
The club?
No, tell us about it.
Okay, so if you haven't seen the show, I'll try to keep this vague, but there's a scene where this dude is following this person, and then at one point the person turns around. I don't want to give it away, but every single person I've talked to who's seen the show if I say anything, they're like, they know exactly what scene I'm talking about. It's the one thing they remember, because the person who plays the person who turns around, that's the best acting I've ever seen in my life. Again, I don't want to give it away, but watch the first three episodes of Killing Eve so you get to that moment, and I guarantee you, you will shiver. You'll be like, oh my God.
But I've seen the first season. I can't remember this. I loved it. I thought it was a great show.
Can I go ahead?
But I don't remember the scene that you're talking about.
Can I say spoiler alert and then describe it in more detail?
You're killing.
But I don't want to ruin it for Shags.
Oh, go the fuck ahead. It's fine.
Okay.
Do you not know who you're talking to?
There's a.
I don't care. I still watch The Walking Dead, and that's fine, okay? So that's okay, and you guys can judge me all you fucking want. No. And I still read spoilers before every week's episode because I can't physically and mentally handle it, okay? Everyone has their flaws, so go ahead, spoil it, because I'd actually prefer it.
Okay, I will. I don't think that's a flaw, Shags, and I'm not just blowing sweet smelling smoke up your butt when I say that. I like the spoilers. Game of Thrones, I just read everything I could before every episode.
I would look at people like, they'd be like, oh, you know, Daenerys is gonna take spoiler alert. Anyway, whose coffee cup was that? Go ahead, Jason.
Look, so I guess you two and Laura are the same way. Like, you just don't give a shit about things being spoiled for you.
Yeah.
Laura's whole thing is like, I don't care.
No, yeah. It's an anxiety thing for me. Like, I and a control thing. I have to know. I have to know. I have to know now.
I'm going to go.
The scene here it is. Killing Eve.
So, Villanelle is the bad, is a female assassin. And there's a point where she's in Berlin, and the people who are looking for her accidentally happen to see her. And so this guy who's not really a field agent. I mean, he knows what to do because he's had training, but he's an MI5, basically analyst, right? Anyway, he's following her, and she's leading him on for a long time, and he thinks she doesn't know he's there. And eventually she goes into this Berlin nightclub, and it's just packed because, you know, it's Germany, right? And it's just all this honka 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 hate type music with the bass and everything, and it's just loud and it's packed. Yeah, like that. And everybody's sweaty and wearing tank tops and piercings, and they're very German. And she's working her way through the crowd, and he is too, because he's trying to follow her. And then she turns around and she smiles at him like, got you, fucker. And it's just the skit. Cause you know, that smile is saying, I'm going to kill you now and I'm going to enjoy the fuck out of it.
I remember this.
Yeah.
And she fucking kills him.
And she does. She just goes up and stabs his chest like 12 times while the music is going on, and she leaves him. It's so crowded. He can't even fall over because of all the people who are dancing.
And he dies in the dancing crowd.
He dies in the dance. He's covered blood. But that smile, I'm putting it up there in my list of iconic, The Exorcist Part 3 or whatever, when the dude has the big scissors and he's coming after the nurse. You know that one?
Yeah, the head chopper offer.
Yeah, the head chopper offer scissors. Like that and her smile right now, those are the two things that if somebody says, tell me about a thing you saw in a movie once, I'm like, all right, I got two. And it'd be those, because that's... So watch that show, Shags, Killing
Eve. Yes. No, you literally, everyone tells me, you would love this. Okay, it's time. Yeah. It's time.
It's, I read the books that it was based on, and there's a third book coming out, and now I'm less motivated to watch it, but that actress, that actor who plays the female assassin, she is incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, she really is awesome.
Yeah.
I like Sandra Oh, too.
And Sandra Oh is also good. And we got a minute and a half. There's one other question I wanted to ask you guys, but I'm not going to ask it. I'm going to ask you this instead, because it's a stupid question. The question, you know what the question is going to be? Do you know anybody whose nose wrinkles when they laugh? That's a dumb thing. Here's what I want to say instead. Next week's episode of the Just Because It's podcast will be, if we do it, will be on the 21st, right?
Yes.
Yeah, if we do it on Thursday. Now, my birthday is the 20th. So I think it should be about me. I think the podcast should be about me, because I am a self-indulgent, selfish asshole. I'm going to be 48 years old.
Of course. Let's do a Jason's birthday show.
I'd like to make a negative speech about Jason.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what?
Joe, let me record one, okay?
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do a Jason's birthday episode. That's okay. A really good idea. You know, and we would have done a Shags birthday show this time because Shags, your birthday was just a couple days ago.
It was.
Oh, hey.
Happy birthday, Shags.
Thanks, guys.
But I thought if we did another Shags celebration show, might have been overboard.
That's a little bit much. But can I just say something really quick since we have just a little bit of time left?
Yeah, go for it.
I just want to encourage our listener to go ahead and follow these amazing boys with what they have done. Please, if you feel inclined, go to Instagram and fucking follow just_B_cousins. Give us a follow. Give us a like. We love you. And if you feel like you're that much more generous, please, I beg of you, go while you're listening to this podcast. Go ahead and give us 5 stars and leave us a fucking review about how annoying my voice is and how many times you want this show to be canceled. We don't care. Please, just go for it. We're almost at 150 episodes, you guys. I love you. Congratulations to you guys. And, you know, listener, come on. Figure it out.
Do it. That's true. And find us on Facebook and comment on our shit, too, even if they're all negative.
Yeah, just talk about how fucking annoying we are. That's fine. Like, just don't forget, okay? just_B_cousins on Instagram. And where on Facebook can we find you?
I'll just search for Just Be Cousins.
All right, cool. Sounds good to me.
And go to our website where you can download, stream all of our podcasts. That's justbecousins.net,
motherfucker.
We're on Twitter, too, and whenever I think to do it. I forget what we're on.
Can you be more snarky on Twitter? I would appreciate it. I mean, I would join Twitter if you were going to be an asshole to people. Okay. I'd like that.
All right, let me.
Was that sarcasm?
I think no, I'm snark. Not. No, it's not. I will join Twitter if Jason is a rude commentator.
Yeah. That's more rude. Unfortunately, my posts lately have been really lame. Oh, here we go. This is so on top. October 10th. This is what Just Be Cousins tweeted. Are you ready? This is how I know we're living in a simulation. Every time I go to put gas in my car, I have to fart.
Oh.
More farts.
How on topic.
Happy early birthday, Jason.
Actually, my last post about the last episode, I said, if this podcast were in a bicycle race, it would win first place for most farts.
There you go. We also tweeted, all we are is a result of what we have thought. Buddha. I sure do think about fat, lazy slobs a lot. JBC.
That's good.
Yeah. So, I think we can get some snark going. Yeah. Oh, and then I tweeted.
That's the first time we've ever been like, "Hey, follow us here." Hey,
well,
comment.
I'm sorry,
hey.
I did it. I'm sorry.
No, that's
it's
good.
It's about fucking time, you guys. Like, come on. Yeah. We need haters. We need everything. Like, it's time. Love you. Do it. 5 stars only.
I agree with you. That's what we're gonna do. Yep. Okay, I appreciate that. So next week, we're gonna talk about me. Wow, that's
totally.
And Joe, your birthday is so close to Christmas. I don't know how we can repay the favor. So we talk about you without it, you know, getting stomped on.
I mean, it's between his wife on Thanksgiving practically and him on Christmas. It's they both pretty much got fucked, which I'm so glad they found each other.
My birthday being celebrated on this podcast is a reflection of how it's celebrated in real life.
I was going to say,
it's not.
We will.
I'm just kidding. I don't care.
We'll find a way. Just rip it up here. We did do a Joe episode once. Remember
the
food.
Joe episode?
We did a Joey. What was the name of the sloppy Joeys?
I think it was called "Fuck You, Joey."
Oh yeah, the there was a food item that we were selling. It was a sloppy Joey mac a kangaroonie.
That was it, yeah. That episode was mostly about you.
All right, well, it's about time we do a fucking Jason episode.
Yeah, but we're also going to do a Joe episode. And we can do another Shags episode.
We're good. Next year.
You are more than welcome to be on the Jason episode of Just Be
Listen, I'm going to be on that, whether I'm here live or doing something on the side to completely fuck with you in your life. It's happening, so don't you worry.
Nice. Okay, I'm looking.
You
forward
are
to
invited,
that.
Jax.
Thank you. I love you, Laura, both. Like thank you. Thank you for having me again, guys. I love you.
Thanks for being on the show, because we didn't have anything to talk about except farts, burps, and
yeah, it turned out well.
Turned out pretty good. Yeah.
And you brought royalty into it somehow.
Yeah.
You're creative like that.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth, Jason, and toupees.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I will. I want to say that I love you both, and I'll see you on the next show. I'll hear you on the next show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to scream something, and that'll be that.
All right. You've got 10 seconds.
Don't get tased on acid naked.
But watch Fantasia.
Word.
Oh, I should hit stop.